Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. And we were just thinking the other day and talking about how many fewer opportunities there are for moral people. Like, if you've got a conscience, there's a lot fewer opportunities for you. It's just the whole drug thing, for instance. If you believe that a drug is hurting someone, which I do, you don't have the opportunity to be a pharmacist, a drug rep, a doctor, medical doctor, a physician's assistant, a nurse, a medical assistant. There's so many different ways that you can't make an opportunity. You're basically, if you have a conscience and think that once you find out something's bad for you and you have a conscience, you can't do those things. I just thank God every day I didn't go into those fields, because now that I know that stuff's not getting good for you, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to work every day and inject somebody with something that I knew wasn't good for them. Other people could do it. I can't. Also, I mean, think about the opportunities with food. To own a restaurant, to own a bar, to own a pharmacy, to own various things that are killing people. I mean, bars aren't any good for people, guys. I mean, you know that. Alcohol's bad, and somebody leaves from there and gets killed. How would you feel about yourself? There's a lot fewer opportunities for people with a conscience. Lawyer, for instance. How could you be a lawyer if you got a conscience? Oh, if you go work for, you know, I guess, freeing the innocent. But let's face it, who's innocent? Not too many. Most of them are a lot guiltier than they're getting charged for. So to have a conscience kind of relegates you to a lot fewer opportunities. But I think the opportunities will be more free, will be better, and would be more long-lasting. So that's just what I was just posing that to you, that there's a lot fewer opportunities for those people with consciences. So hopefully you don't have one, and if you do, God bless you, and hopefully you find something that gives you a clear conscience. Have a great one, Dr. Joe.